Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to another edition of Fresh Titans with myself, Shekwan, where I get to interview men and women of great strength, great intellect and importance. And we're basically getting into their space to soak up as much as we can, right? Now, today's Titan is now Director of Sales and Marketing for Safari Hotels. It is, she also says, actually, with her portfolio that I had a look at, that she is a seasoned hospitality professional with over 20 years of experience within the hospitality industry itself. Now, she says that building and leading successful teams is her forte. So please help me welcome the beautiful, very powerful house. Powerful woman. Let me put it that way. Jackie Williams, welcome into our space. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. You are so flattering. So kind. I don't think I've ever had an introduction like that. Thank you, Shay.
You're more than welcome. And I mean what I say and I say what I mean. So I'm not trying to get any other thing out of this. Just the truth is the truth. And we have to really recognize and give you your flowers right now. But thank you once again for being in our space. So first things first, we want to know who Jackie is, right? And everybody has a starting point in terms of especially your professional career, so to say. So where did you start working? And please do not hold back from those jobs that you had that nobody knows about. I went to babysit whose kids? I was probably working at a car wash. I was a waitress. We want to know all about that.
Wow. It started, I've always been that person that had a goal in mind. So I actually started my first casual job when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my dad, my parents have always been, whatever you want to be in life, it's going to be entirely up to you and nobody else. Mm. So my dad worked in the motorcycle industry and I used to do holiday jobs for him. So generally got the job that nobody wanted to do. So it was climbing over motorbikes and generator machines and engines and doing stock
days. At 10 years old.
At the age of 10. I earned 50 rand a day, I have to say. And in those days, that was a lot of money.
Yes.
That was sort of my starting point. By the age of 14, I became a cashier at one of the Checkers in South Africa. Mm. And that was from Friday afternoon after school, Saturday, Sunday. That was me starting to earn my pocket money. Did that because I really wanted to be able to say to my mom at the end of the year, don't worry about buying me clothes. I've got my own money. I can choose what I want this time
around. I saved up a little bit.
That's exactly it. So from a young age, I've always been told that whether I was the only girl in the family, I'm not dependent on somebody who's going to support me, that I need to learn to stand on my own 2 feet. And from such a young age, that's sort of been drilled into me. But I think part of the story was that at 13, I knew that I wanted to be in the hotel industry.
Amazing.
And that's where it already started for me in this industry.
Amazing. So the reason why I was asking a little bit earlier on where you started and especially about those jobs that not everybody would know about, roles like that from a very young age tend to mold us into the people who we are to a certain extent. What would you say are two key values or lessons that you learned in that job at 10 years old that you still this day carry with you and probably also unconsciously filter into your team today?
First of all, treat everyone as you'd like to be treated. I've always grown up with parents that respect begets respect. And that's something that I carry with me today. I've always subscribed to the fact that my job title doesn't define who I am. And therefore, I will always be, I'm probably even more gregarious when I'm dealing with the housekeeping person or the houseman or the porter than I would be if I'm dealing with the CEO of an organization, etc. Treat everybody how you would be treated. And then the other thing is, nothing is insurmountable. Mm-hmm. Try, and if you fail at first, try again. And that's something that I've carried throughout my career with me.
So you've been in this role as Director of Sales and Marketing for a few months, right? What would you say is the one thing that you love the most about your role at Safari Hotels?
The fact that I'm part of the team that is going to take the Safari Hotels into the new era. That is the most exciting thing. And I love that. We see the changes every single day in the time that I've been there. And I think we're on such an exciting road and such an exciting journey. And my objective is to not only take my team members along the journey with us, but how do we take the rest of the market on the journey with us? And I think that's been the exciting thing. In the short period of time that I've been there, I've been amazed by the amount of contacts and connections that we've made and how willing people are to come along this journey with us. And for me, that's the most exciting part of what the role is. And obviously, to turn the business around financially.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's no better reward than when you see those numbers growing every month. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think also you've taken over at a really good time because the market has really recovered in so many ways, hey? So if you were ever a brand, Jackie Williams was a brand, what would your slogan be?
Wow, that's not something I've ever thought about. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to steal something. I'm not going to be authentic. I'm not going to be authentic about this at all. I've always subscribed to the fact again that life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. Mm. And I think that's something I've carried with me throughout my life, throughout my career. Take those opportunities when they come about. Mm. Take that leap of faith. Because if you're not going to do it, you're never going to know.
True that, hey? So if you had to probably just take us a little bit into how your day looks. Obviously, there's the good part of it. The numbers are going up. Well done for that. But there are obviously challenges around it as well. What would you say are some of the challenges that you face on a daily, even if it's just one?
I think market's perception of our property is probably our biggest challenge. And it's changing that perception. Mm. And that doesn't happen overnight.
Also, maybe just to tap into a little bit into your personal space as well. How do you find that balance? Because obviously, apart from the role that you have, there are the hats that you wear as well, right? But how do you find that balance?
Well, to be honest, it took me a couple of years. And I can't ever say that you get it right, as you just said now. Mm. I think the thing I needed to learn to say was no. You need to be able to not just be available all the time. And that's what I had done in the past. It was to say no to my team members. I'm actually leaving because I'm going to go to the gym this afternoon. I'm going to go to a family function this time around. And if you're not going to plan, that's your problem, not mine. Mm. Very often, I think as women, we take on all of this responsibility, particularly in the corporate environment, that we have to be available. We have to make ourselves available. We have
to prove ourselves, do everything.
And you're constantly proving yourself. And don't get me wrong, it never comes to an end. Been in the industry now for almost over 30 years and it never comes to an end. And it's being able to have the courage to say no. Because if a man said no, we wouldn't think twice about it. But if a woman says no, then it's, oh, they've got family.
You find
they have
ways to persuade them, sorry.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it does take time. But I think I'm finally getting there. I do believe that you need to have that balance. Mm. I don't need to be available 24/7. Mm. I can, and the reality is nothing's broken, nothing breaks. The world doesn't come to a standstill because you're not there. And that's the lesson that you have to learn, that life is all going to go on and it's okay if you're going to deal with it tomorrow.
A little bit later on. So you fell in love with the hospitality industry from a very, very young age. So if we have a young lady or a man who's listening right now and who wants to pursue this industry, and they're probably questioning themselves, is this for me? Should I really go for it? Is this a profitable industry for me? What advice would you give to them?
For a period of time, I thought I wanted to exit the industry, and I realized there's absolutely nothing that is more exciting than this industry. And I guess what I'd like to say to some young people, and I've said it to a few others, this industry is not just about being at reception, dealing with the guest face-to-face, checking a guest in, checking a guest out, or serving them in the restaurant. Our industry is so much more than that. Mm. So if you're studying finance, you have a space in our industry.
True.
If you're studying marketing, you have a space in our industry. If you're studying architecture or development, you have a space in our industry. Mm. So it's so much more than just the operational part of it. And that's what I'd like to encourage people. So if you're doing something completely outside, you're not studying hospitality, you have a space in our industry.
Absolutely.
And consider that. You don't have to be an auditor, an accountant, at an auditing firm, etc.
And limiting yourself to that.
And limiting yourself.
Mm.
And it's one of the most exciting industries because it's ever-changing. There are never 2 days that's the same.
True.
Now, I enjoy that. I love the fact that every day is going to be a different day.
Mm.
And it's given me the opportunity to not only travel the world, meet different people, different cultures. Mm. And you get to do that on a daily basis because every single person that walks through that door is different. And that's a new experience.
Yeah. And I can attest to that because I actually have a diploma in tourism, travel and tourism.
Oh, my word.
And I have run about probably 8 to 9 years of experience in sales and marketing myself as well. Coincidence.
Well, here we go. Shay, we're going to have to get you into our industry
soon. I think so.
Definitely. Definitely.
But Jackie, thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate you being here and being as open as you are to the idea of actually sharing as much as you can about yourself, a little bit about yourself, that is. I mean, we truly hope and pray that to all the listeners who are listening right now, get inspired to truly just be the change that they would want to see and say no more. little bit more, right?
There we go.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
It's actually hard.
Two little letters. N-O.
It's easier when I say it to my kids, but it works
usually,
because it's another challenge.
Usually.
But thank you so much. And that's all the time that we had for Fresh Titans this week. I really hope that you soaked up as much as you could. Tune in next week, Thursday, to find out which Titan we have a conversation with.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.
Wherever you are. Wherever you at. You are tuned in to Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
Rebuilding the economy starts now.